Good morning. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will start with a short introductory statements and then we'll be able to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Markovic, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's great to have you here. It's great to see you again, but I especially welcome the fact that I'm able to welcome you here at NATO headquarters and to congratulate you on your appointment as Prime Minister of Montenegro. And I would also like to thank Montenegro for contributing in many different ways to our shared security, to NATO's different activities and missions. In doing so, you are helping to build security far beyond our own borders, and I'm grateful for your contributions. You are contributing with troops to our presence in Afghanistan. You are helping to fund the Afghan National Security Forces. And you also last year hosted an important civil emergency exercise for NATO allies and partners in Montenegro. And soon we will launch a new NATO trust fund in Montenegro to destroy surplus ammunition and to help keep people safe in a very concrete way. So these are just some few examples of how Montenegro and NATO already work very closely together and how we, in different ways, contribute to our shared security. Then, of course, I'm looking forward to take that cooperation to a new level when Montenegro becomes a full member of the alliance. And Montenegro is on the right track to join the alliance in the very near future. Your path towards NATO membership has been remarkable. Just 10 years after regaining your independence, you have been able to reach very far with the signing of the accession protocol last year. And now the process of ratification is on its way in the different allied countries. The ratification process of the accession protocol is now in the final stages. Once all allies have ratified the protocol, Montenegro will be invited to accede the Washington Treaty, and you, Montenegro, will become the 29th member of the most successful military alliance in history, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. This is a clear example of NATO's commitment to the open door policy and an important step forward in realizing our vision of a Europe whole, free, and at peace. As ratification proceeds, I encourage you to continue to work on necessary reforms, including strengthening the rule of law and fighting corruption and organized crime. NATO membership is a very significant step forward. It means sharing the benefits and the responsibilities of collective defense. NATO membership will strengthen Montenegro's sovereignty. Montenegro will be part of a unique family of nations based on shared values. You will take part in every decision taken by NATO. You will have equal say with every other country around the table, no matter how big or how small. And your NATO membership will send a clear signal of stability and security in the whole region, which is the basis for prosperity. So, Prime Minister Markovic, thank you once again. I look forward to working with you in the months and years ahead. And I look forward to welcoming your country as NATO's newest member in the very near future. So once again, welcome to NATO headquarters.
Gospodine generalni sekretar Stoltenberg, dame i gospodo, želim na samom početku da se u poziciji i u kapacitetu predsjednika vlade zahvalim cijeloj alijansi i vama lično na podršci naporima koje pružate na planu integracije Crne Gore u NATO. Dakle, gospodine Stoltenbergu, velika vam hvala na ono što činite za Crnu Goru na tom putu. Mi smo zadovoljni dinamikom procesa ratifikacije protokola. Ja vjerujem da ćemo mi već danas imati 22. zemlju članicu NATO-a koja će ratifikovati protokol o članstvu i istovremeno imamo snažno i nepodijeljeno očekivanje da će Crna Gora na samitu ove godine prisustovati kao nova članica NATO-a. Mi se već pripremamo za obaveze koje proizilaze iz članstva. Dakle, mi nismo posvećeni samo ovim pitanjima ratifikacije, već i jačanja naših institucionalnih ukupnih kapaciteta koji se tiču i odbrane i tehničkih uslova kako bi preuzeli obaveze iz članstva. Mi također izvršavamo i sve one obaveze koje smo preuzeli sa samita u Varšavi, koji idu u pravcu jačanja principa odvraćanja i odbrane i slanje naših štabnih oficira u nove komande na istoku. Mi također, cijeneći i vjerujući opredeljenje alijanse da je neophodno i važno širiti bezbjednost i van alijanse, učestvujemo ili doprinosimo različitim povjerilačkim fondovima koji se tiču i Ukrajine, Jemena i Gruzije. Mi smo u ovoj godini imali parlamentarne izbore, kao što znate 16. oktobra. Na tim izborima su pobjedile euroatlantske i proevropske snage i mi smo spremni da nakon zadnje ratifikacije protokola u parlamentu u najkraćem roku uđemo u potvrdu sporazuma o članstvu i na taj način okončamo cijel proces. Želim također da vam kažem da smo u ovom periodu bili izloženi raznim pritiscima kako bi Crna Gora bila zaustavljena na putu integracije u NATO, ali da smo snagom države, njenih institucija i demokratije i demokratskim principa odoljeli tom pritisku i danas čitav proces ima zadovoljavajuću dinamiku. Demokratija je važan uslov svake integracije, svakog procesa, kao što je i važan uslov napretka države i kvaliteta života njenih građana. I zbog toga mi zaista snažno i posvećno radimo da opoziciju u ovom trenutku koja je van parlamenta vratimo u parlament i da u parlamentu otvorimo dijalog o svim pitanjima političkog sistema i ukupnog političkog života u Crnoj Gori. Međutim, vjerujem da je i ovaj bojkot dio nastavka, odnosno nastavak planova destabilizacije Crne Gore u političkom smislu radi njenog osujećivanja, radi osujećivanja Crne Gore da postane članica NATO-a. Hvala na podršci koju nam pružate i vjerujem da ćemo u narednim mjesecima imati priliku da zajednički konstatujemo završetak procesa ratifikacije i formalizaciju članstva Crne Gore u NATO. Crna Gora će svojim članstvom doprinijeti vrijednostima ne samo alijanse, nego će biti sposobna da doprinosi demokratiji i bezbjednosti širom svijeta.
Okay, we have just a few minutes. We'll start with Montenegro TV.
Thank you. First, Mr. Stoltenberg, one question for you. Is after the American administration has been established recently, how do you think that the process of the ratification of Montenegrin accession protocol will go on further?
I'm confident that the accession protocol will be ratified by the Senate. It has already passed the Foreign Relations Committee and it has strong bipartisan support. So I have no reason to not believe that that will also be the case in the Senate. So what we have seen is that so far 21 countries have ratified the accession protocol. Today we expect France, the French Senate, to ratify the accession protocol, so then it will be 22 countries. And we expect the others to follow, but of course it's up to every national parliament to decide exactly when they do it. But I expect all parliaments, including the US Senate, to do it, so Montenegro can become a full member in the near future.
Wall Street Journal.
A question to both the Prime Minister and then another question to the Secretary General. Prime Minister, are you at all concerned about the delay in ratification in the U.S.? Obviously, it has made it through the committee, but the full Senate hasn't taken it up. Are you worried at all that Mr. Trump will weigh in negatively on a ratification? And to the Secretary General, Mr. Trump yesterday said torture works. Is torture consistent with alliance? Is torture inconsistent with alliance values, or are interrogation methods a matter for national governments to decide, not the alliance?
Želim da vam kažem da uopšte nismo zabrinuti ratifikacijom protokola u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama. Kao što je rekao gospodin Stoltenberg, već su obavljene veoma važne procedure u Američkom senatu, prije svega u komitetu. Kao što ste imali prilike da čujete, mi gotovo u Američkom senatu imamo 100% podršku ovoj ratifikaciji protokola. Rekao bih da se tenzija oko brzine ratifikacije protokola u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama više postiče od onih koji ne bi željeli da do te ratifikacije dođe. Dakle, mi u Crnoj Gori smo sigurni da će ta ratifikacija, da će ratifikacija biti, da će ona biti veoma brzo i time se ne opterećujemo, a radimo ono što je obaveza Crne Gore i crnogorske vlade, da se pripremimo za obaveze koje proizilaze iz članstva.
What I can tell you is that all NATO operations are always conducted in accordance with international law. And that has been the case for all our different military operations over many years. And that is the policy of NATO, and that will remain the policy of NATO.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for. Thank you.